there. He's not making sense. He's making outrageous claims that have no basis in fact. He's asked about the Epstein files and basically admits that he's in that shit. And he said the most insane thing about Putin. There's so much to cover. Let's go through first Donald Trump basically admitting that he's going to be taking this militarization of blue cities on the road. Here he is saying he's going to do the same thing to Chicago.
You said Chicago might be next. Are you making, have there been concrete?
And for what it's worth, you're going to outlive this man. You are going to outlive this man. This man is fighting for his life. He looks tired, old, weak, feeble. The Big Macs are doing the work.
Steps that the administration is taking to do that, or what other cities?
I haven't spoken to the mayor. He's grossly incompetent. I haven't spoken to the mayor. No. When we're ready, we'll go in and we'll straighten out Chicago, just like we did D.C. Chicago is very dangerous. Great place. I built great stuff there. I have the most beautiful building in Chicago, I think. But I hate to see what's happened to Chicago. Chicago is our greatest city, actually.
Yeah, and then he said the same thing about San Francisco.
Chicago and San Francisco are the two greatest cities in the world. Now you look at what the Democrats have done to San Francisco. They've destroyed it. I own a big chunk of the Bank of America building in San Francisco. And, you know, it's just different. We can clean that up, too. We'll clean that one up, too. Now, if everything works out, and we've already had calls from other cities, quiet calls, calls from Democrats, we'd love you to come here. And San Francisco, the two.
Yeah, well, here we go. I 100% believe he's going to do that shit. And this is the clearest sign that we are in authoritarianism. I talked to Marianne Williamson last Sunday, who's a spiritual advisor and a former presidential candidate, who said as much, that we are in authoritarianism and we are now moving towards totalitarianism, where the government controls the military and uses it against its own people. It's a very scary time. And here's Donald Trump saying that he is actually considering putting the full military into these cities, not just the National Guard.
Anywhere on earth. So, you know, I really am honored that the National Guard has done such an incredible job working with the police. And we haven't had to bring in the regular military, which we're willing to do. We have to. And after we do this, we'll go to another location and we'll make it safe also. We're going to make our country very safe. We're going to make our cities very, very safe. Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent. And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough. And the people in Chicago, Mr. Vice President, are screaming for us to come.
Yes, they are, sir.
They're wearing red hats, just like this one. But they're wearing red hats. African-American ladies, beautiful ladies. Are-